And we are joined now by Dave Prince, and then we're going to be joined shortly by Reverend Ted Pike. We want to get right into it, and then we're going to have a couple moments and then continue our program, because this hate crime bill will blindside all of us, not only the Genesis Network, great programs like Alex Jones Show, Jeff Rentz, The Power Hour, and our show, and others, but we, if we don't have free speech, we are going to lose everything with this latest hate crime bill, which unfortunately has a higher risk of being passed without our opposition and our active pursuit of the truth than at any time in the past. Welcome to the show, Dave Prince. We have Reverend Ted. We'll get Dave back. Welcome to the show, Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Bell.
Well, this is very serious. I went through and I listened to the video clip today. Maybe we can play a couple moments of it first, because we're going to go to break and then we want to continue for the next 45 minutes.
Wonderful.
This is very, very serious. We're talking about the breakup of the Trans-Texas Corridor. They tried to put out a news report saying it was gone. It's not gone. Neither is hate crime bills. And every time they bring it back, the ADL is behind it. They pass bills all across Europe and Canada. It has devastated Canada. Canada is a completely enslaved nation. If you make statements, even if you're a comedian, making statements, even if you were a homosexual, making statements about homosexuals in Vancouver, which has happened, you can be jailed for 5 years or more for just offhand comments. And this is very, very serious. And all groups, no matter who you are at risk. And once our free speech is gone, we have a total totalitarian regime. I don't even want to call it police state. It goes beyond that. Tell us what the latest issue is in terms of this bill, and then perhaps as we go into the next segment, we'll play a couple moments of your great videotape, which is about, we have links up, about 10 and a half minutes, and people need to watch that video and get involved with their congressman immediately, because this is very, very dangerous.
Yes, the latest is that Sheila Jackson Lee, representative Democrat from Texas, I called her office this morning, and they are planning on introducing the hate bill very soon. During the last two Congresses, Jackson Lee has introduced the hate bill during the first week of Congress, the new Congresses, and we can probably expect it by Friday. The hate bill, of course, as you're saying, is the most frightening legislation that's ever come through Congress.
Yeah, if this happens, this is going to end all free speech, all alternative radio. It's even worse than the, quote, fairness doctrine they talked about. This will make it a crime to even say, you reference the Bible in terms of scriptures. It's going to really criminalize being a Christian or a believer of any faith. We'll be back in a moment with Reverend Ted Pike.
Hi.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Your calls and questions at the bottom of the hour, 800-259-5791. We now have Dave Prince, New Style Radio, broadcasting out of Birmingham, England, UK.
Excellent, Dr. Deagle. From all those in England and those listening to New Style Radio, we'd like to say Happy New Year to all your listeners and those that actually have just joined us at the same time right here on New Style.
Now, Britain, of course, is suffering, unfortunately, some of the same hate crime laws, and because of the reciprocity with Europe, more aggressive hate crime laws in countries like Germany and elsewhere. We have one of the top experts in the world on hate crime laws, which they're trying to shove through with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which, if anything, is, to me, a very, very evil organization. We want to hear from Reverend Ted Pike now, who just joined us just before the break, to give us an update on the latest, the sixth attempt in 10 years. This was probably the most dangerous one, to introduce hate crime laws in America. Welcome to the show, Reverend Ted Pike, and to New Style Radio.
I'd like to say good evening to Ted Pike.
Yes, thank you. This certainly is the most dangerous attempt of a hate bill since 1998, when it was first introduced by the ADL. It's dangerous because we have a president-elect Obama who has sworn that he's going to pass it. He's going to sign it. We also have the Democrat-controlled House and Senate who are also vowing they are going to pass the hate crimes bill. It's very important now that people be proactive. Right now, even before the hate bill is introduced, which will probably be at the end of the week, we have to speak out. We have to let our elected representatives know that we take this very seriously. We consider this probably the greatest threat to our republic that has ever come through Congress. And we will hold our representatives and senators responsible concerning how they'd respond to our protest.
Right, and of course, the hate crime bill, in the hate crime laws in Britain. Can you give us any insight, Dave, in terms of how hate crimes, let's say, making statements against religious groups or homosexuals, is dealt with in Britain?
Well, firstly, all the public places where we could have actually spoken at in terms of Christianity, you can't actually do that anymore. You can't, if you do take on board any form of community grant, you can actually evangelize or preach to individuals on the premises, on the proviso that you take any government grant or anything like that. There's no way you can actually do it. You can't actually wear certain trinkets that any organizations in order, you know, to proclaim your faith or...
You mean you can't wear anything like a cross on your chest, or anything to indicate which faith you...
That's exactly right.
Whoa.
You can't wear a cross or any identification to say, hey, I'm a Christian.
Whoa. That is evil. I mean, we're literally living in 1984. We want to play just the first few moments of that audio clip of this remarkable 10-minute-plus film the Reverend Ted Pike put together. Please play that, Osman. Okay, we're going to play that in just a moment. Just give me a heads up. Reverend Ted, this, I call him the abomination of desolation, usurper in the White House. We're in very serious trouble. This nation now is not stopping the Holocaust occurring in the Gaza Strip, which is a genocide. This is not a symmetrical war. The civilians are being slaughtered, women and children. In fact, the very first to die was a woman and her four little daughters blown to bits. They have predator drones remotely flown in, hitting them with depleted uranium, phosphorus bombs, which are a violation of the Geneva Accord, thermobaric bombs that are fueled air bombs, and a new type of weapon called a microwave bomb that blows up, not just like a one of these cutter bombs, but literally microwaves you from the inside and explodes all of your internal organs. It has a 100% kill rate in the range that it strikes, so they're killing civilians like crazy. It is a genocide. Your comments before we go to this clip.
Well, we should remember that all of these hate bills, hate crimes laws throughout the world have been masterminded by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is the official PR, public relations agent for the State of Israel. And basically what they want to do is not just protect the tender feelings of homosexuals who might be victims of Christian hate speech or homosexual bashing or anything like that. No, what they want is they want these hate laws because they will silence Christians. They will make Christianity, the Bible, into hate speech.
Well, they already have in many ways done that already in Canada, which is I spoke back 10 years ago at a video conference, and some good friends of mine, Betty and Willard Teason, at It's New Day Radio in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which we helped to actually support to build over the last couple decades. And I was told, because they know how radical I am, I was going to talk about pro-life issues, that if I made any statements against homosexuals, I would be arrested immediately by RCMP and CSIS officers, and they would take their license for the CRTC. The CRTC are meeting this next month to literally try to throttle down any free speech over internet video, radio, or even text that's coming into the country of Canada. It's the most aggressive country on earth with their plans. And, of course, Mr. Obama is trying to harmonize not only social services, but hate crime laws and everything else with what I call the socialist communist country of Canada. Let's play the first part of that clip now, please.
Hello, I'm Ted Pike. The federal hate crimes bill, now defeated five times in the past 10 years, is rearing its ugly head again. With President-elect Obama's full support, it's expected to enter Congress in early January 2009. Since Democrats dominate Congress, it's almost sure to pass. Appearing under different titles, the hate bill describes itself as an honest attempt to end hate crimes in America. It's anything but honest. It is the greatest threat to free speech our nation has ever faced, a devious attempt by special interest groups to take away freedom. In this brief video, I will present three major lies used to sell it to an unwary public. The truths I give in response will empower you to help keep defeating this monstrous legislation.
Absolutely amazing, isn't it?
And
I believe we should perhaps play it. Let's stop it there. We'll play it again in a few moments, but Reverend Ten, there's three major areas you cover, not only the homosexual lobby, but this ADL, and it cuts across all groups. Any group, whether they're environmental, religious, political, whatever, can be jailed for the most minor infractions, the most minor I's dotted and T's not crossed, without any intention to commit hate or to suggest any violence against anyone, verbal or otherwise. And it's the implication that it is harm has been received, even if it wasn't intended, that can put people literally in prison for years.
That's right. Last year I got a few emails from a Catholic priest in Germany. Of course, they have these same ADL Zionist hate laws there. He told me that even then he was awaiting imprisonment because he had criticized abortion in public in Germany. And he faded out and never heard from him again. I guess he went off to prison. But that's the reality.
Well, yeah, people need to understand how serious this is. Because I'm a U.S. citizen who's lived in Canada, I can tell you, Canada is the most aggressive country, more than Yemen or Saudi Arabia or Russia or anywhere, to stop videos and material coming in. It is the most aggressive pro-eugenics, euthanasia country. It is the most pro-homosexual country. It is absolutely obscene, and it's all based on this hate crimes bill that they put in years ago. It is absolutely unacceptable. You have to know what's going up north, and you want to harmonize it with America. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dave Prince and New Style Radio. More from Reverend Ted Pike. You better get active. This bill this time is a bad one. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report with Reverend Ted Pike and Dave Prince. Dave, this is pretty stark. I mean, people don't understand. I get requests to do shows in Canada regularly. I do shows overseas in Europe as well. And what's happening is if I spoke and said many of the things I do every day, I would be jailed. If I was doing a show in Canada, I'd be jailed within 30 minutes, and the minimum sentence would be 5 to 20 years in the big house.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. That's one of the things I was going to say prior before the advert break, that soon, potentially as a radio presenter, we're going to be in some big, big, massive trouble. If we, especially yourself, if you were to use some of the statements that you've made tonight in terms of hate crime. Now, is it going to get better or is it going to get worse?
I believe it's going. We can stop it in America if people wake up. We've defeated it 5 times before. We don't have any option. It's almost like, do you have the option to fight or to run? No. When the bear, which is 1,200 pounds, is before you, about to eat you alive, you have to fight. You cannot outrun the bear. We have to fight this bear of hate crime. And tell us how serious this will be in terms of what it will do to our civilization. We can see in Canada and Britain, CCTV cameras everywhere. I didn't even know that you couldn't wear a cross. I know that public speaking is against the law there. And, and even if you so-called have a permit, certain things if you say, you immediately get jailed. Everything's under surveillance. And, of course, we know that around the world, this surveillance technology has been used not only with advanced weapon systems, including in Britain. They use mazed microwave weapons against the public, mind control technology and others, including systems to be able to knock down the public with very, very nasty technology that they've used in battlefield conditions. This is a brave new world. Not a brave new world, it's a horrifying new world that we can stop tomorrow if we just wake up and say, we're not going to do this. We're not going to have our cell phones tapped and listening to our conversations. We're not going to let our cable boxes surveil us. We're not going to be knocked down with directed energy weapons, which can cause permanent harm to our bodies and cataracts and seizures. We're not going to allow hate crime laws to be put in place so that no one of any group or orientation can speak freely about what their viewpoints are without any intention to cause crime. And there's plenty of bills out there to deal with crime or intention to harm other people, but this goes well beyond that to a state that makes it presumptive, selective prosecution is an absolute obscenity. Your comments, Reverend Ted.
Yes, well, it's especially important now that we be proactive in protesting the hate bill. I'm talking about today. We need to get those calls going in to our members of Congress. And if I could just give the toll-free number, Doctor. The toll-free number to your member of the House or Senate is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And then there's a toll number, 202 202-225-3121. That toll number again, 202-225-3121. Just delivered this simple message, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. Now, I'm a little ambiguous there because we don't know the latest title on this hate bill. Sometimes it's called the Matthew Shepard bill, sometimes the local law enforcement. It, but that doesn't matter because they all know what the big federal hate bill is. And as I told you at the beginning of this program, Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas, her office told me this morning they've got the hate bill there. They're ready to introduce it almost any minute. And right now, while the members of Congress are not overburdened with literally dozens of new bills and legislation, what a wonderful time to get in there proactively, take the battle to the enemy, and tell them we will not stand for having our First Amendment rights taken away by the same kind of legislation that stripped Canada, Germany, England, etc., of their basic rights.
Yeah, in fact, they're made, even quoting specific scriptures on the radio, a hate crime in Canada. That's how bad it is, people.
Absolutely.
Need to know. Yeah, you need to know how bad this is. This is a horrifying place to live. It's horrifying.
It's amazing.
Okay?
One of the things, Reverend Ted, I wanted to find out some updates regarding the 11 Christians that was in Philadelphia on October the 10th. 2004, that was threatened with 47 years in prison for a crime, publicly witnessing to homosexuals. What ever became of that?
Well, we were in on the ground floor of that, our national prayer network. I had actually been on the radio several times with Michael Markovich, who was the leader of the Philly 11. And at that time, he was being persecuted by the Anti-Defamation League and the city council of Landsboro, Pennsylvania, simply for reading the Bible in a town council meeting. He was fined something like $5,000 for reading the Bible. The ADL was after him. They actually were inspiring torchlight parades against him as a hater for reading the Bible in the town council. The next thing I knew, I had heard that he and 11 Christians had been arrested by Lynn Abraham, who is a top honcho in the Anti-Defamation League. She is still is the district attorney of the city of Philadelphia. She gave the orders that these 11 Christians should be incarcerated for 21 hours. They should be arrested for 7 violations of the law, including violation of the ADL's Pennsylvania hate law, and also they could receive a 45 years in prison for all of the crimes that they were allegedly guilty of.
Yeah.
And I was able to get on many talk radio shows and dramatize that as kind of the spearhead of that to literally the whole world. In short, after several months, so much flack, so much protest came in to the district attorney's office and the city of Philadelphia that finally an upper, a higher level court under a conservative judge, Pamela Demke, was able to throw the whole case out of court with a very stiff rebuke against Lynn Abraham and the city, the government of Philadelphia.
Yeah, and this, by the way, we could be talking about all these other issues and about the Holocaust in Gaza, even talking against the Holocaust in Gaza and saying something that they consider, quote, anti-Semitic, which it isn't. They could jail us if they pass this bill, just talking about it.
Yeah, what happens with all these hate crimes bills is that initially when ADL comes in, like they did in Canada in 1971, they quiet the fears of the parliamentarians, saying, oh, no, this legislation is only to quell and to punish violent speech that advocates hate crimes against other people and gay bashings and things like that. This will never threaten free speech. And buying that line, the government of Canada in 1971 passed ADL's federal hate crimes law. Now, they're doing the same thing to our members of Congress right now. They're saying, the Matthew Shepard Act will not end free speech. That's a fantasy.
Yeah, Pierre-Elliott Trudeau was Canada's abomination.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the Canadian abomination. This is a devil. He had 666 in his license plate. He was a Rosicrucian. He was a Satanist. We now realize that Canada has been taken, and Canadians need to wake up and realize just how far down the toilet and how down they've gone down this mess. They need to actually, and I'm going to say this in future shows, Canada needs to be annexed by America and get constitutional rights that every state has. And we don't need a constitutional convention. We need to go back to respect what the Constitution is. Anybody right. suggesting a con is out of their mind. What we need is constitutional rights, a due process of law, and protections of free speech. And without that, every other right is gone.
Yes, you know, it is interesting, though, Dr. Bill, that in the last year, the human rights Gestapo of Canada has laid down indictments against journalists, including McLean magazine.
Oh, yeah, the big magazines,
crimes.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, and as a result of that, many dailies, many newspapers in Canada are now calling for repeal, at least of the internet version of the hate law, Section 13A.
Even their own expert, that actually was an independent expert reviewing it, came back with a statement that needed to be completely repealed, especially the internet, because
yes.
they want to basically say if you say anything, even on the internet, that gets access to Canada. And, of course, with the harmonization they want, they can extradite you even if you're not a Canadian citizen for something that's listened to by Canadians and put you in prison. That's
yes.
what they're up to next. Amazing.
That's right.
Evil. Unbelievable evil. Dave, you're still there. I want to hear your comments when we come back in a moment. And your audience there in Britain knows well how bad it can be, especially if you can't even wear a cross on your chest or carry a Bible to speak in a public place. We'll be back in just a moment. Reverend Ted Pike, Dave Prince, New Style Radio, the UK.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. Let's talk about action. Phone numbers, websites, the numbers to contact Congress. Look at that videotape. Amazing 10-plus minute video by Reverend Ted Pike. And Dave, in your country, how can we help you? How can we help people in Canada listening and other countries? Because these bills, by the way, are being brought in at various time periods, various different moduses, but it's the same people, the ADL and others, with another agenda that has nothing to do with stopping crime or physical threats against someone. It is far more nefarious. Your comments, Dave Prince first, and then back to Reverend Ted.
Yes, certainly. Well, one of the things I'm going to be doing, any form of protest you want to do in terms of email, you can email Dave Prince at daveprince32@hotmail.com. I will certainly read out your comments. We are going to certainly protest against these sort of hate crimes, these injustice, injustice at the same time. So it's daveprince32@hotmail.com. We've got quite a few musicians as well that tends to go around and actually sing gospel hymns and also quote gospel scriptures. And for most of the city centers and town areas, we've been told, no, you can't actually do that. You can't do that no
now,
more.
Now, is that European law or is that British law? Because what I've heard is that the laws in Europe now are extraditing British citizens to nations like Germany when they don't even make their statements in the country, but they're being extradited to these other countries.
Yeah, right. They're being extradited to these other countries. But we believe that on a mass scale, it's going to be even more than that, because a lot of people are muscling up and saying, hey, we should have a constitutional right. We should have a right in Britain to say what we want. We don't have a Fifth Amendment like America. However, we do have freedom of speech. But to what extent? And what's going to be the outcome if we do want to protest? And we've tried it, but it seems like the thumb screws are getting harder and harder. The red tape is getting harder and harder. In fact, you can't even in a canteen at work just even voice an opinion, what you feel, what the Bible says, because that could be your P45. And what it means to yourself in America is that's your job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Reverend Ted, action points. What can we do now? Because we need to rally the troops now, literally. We're in a deep battle, and because of the stacking of Congress now with Democrats and the abomination, which is not just a pro-abortion. He's so pro-abortion that he even went against things that Hitler, who's pro-abortion, did. He is pro-infanticide, pro-eugenics. This is an evil, evil, evil leader. I call him the usurper-in-chief that is now taking the office of the White House in a few weeks. And the Supreme Court and our courts won't do it. The public media won't stop them. And we really have a very, very serious problem now.
Yes, we need to create controversy about the hate bill. If we can create controversy through a lot of calls, anger coming in to the members of the House and the Senate, whether Democrat or Republican, we can give them pause to quickly or reflexively pass this terrible legislation. One of the things we have to do is to quickly educate ourselves about the basic issues threatening us through the hate crime bill. And as you have played a little bit of the introduction of my video, people should come to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers, plural, .org, not .com, truthtellers.org. There you can immediately click on to this 10-minute video documentary in which I demolish three of the major lies of the hate law forces. And take that video. I believe you can download it and get it on your own website, your blog, your Facebook, or MySpace. Get it as distributed as far as you can. Email it to your friends. We need to have every pastor, every church, every Sunday school class in the country listening to this video in its very simple, direct terms, understanding the threat that is against us, the fallacies of their arguments. Now, the whole purpose of this is to create an avalanche of protest going in immediately to the members of Congress so that they will hold hearings when the hate bill comes in, because what these Democrats want to do, they want to railroad, they want to shoot this bill through the House Judiciary, shoot it through the Senate Judiciary, get it on the floors, get it passed, and sailing off to Obama's desk for him to sign it into law. What we want to do is to stall them, buy for time, get the Republicans back up on their hind legs, protesting, offering amendments to the hate bill, trying to water it down. The more protest, the more controversy we can generate right now, the better chance we have of stalling it, ultimately creating division. And finally, what we want to do is especially protest to the Senate, because if we can get even several Democratic senators and several Republican senators who are pro-hate bill turning around and voting against it, then we can keep it from being passed in the Senate. And so, really, this is the time. I should also mention, Dr. Bill, that at our website, we do have the list of all the current members of the House and the Senate. Come to Truth Tellers. We have a preformed, pre-made letter that you can email there. We have the list of the members of the House Judiciary Committee. It's a total resource center there at Truth Tellers. In fact, our website is next to the ADL is the number one website on Google for authority on hate crimes legislation.
Yeah, now this is important because people need to realize with an economic meltdown, with a probable pandemic in the next 2 years, with all of their plans, including Rahm Emanuel's new Civil Defense League, which is literally like the Hitler Youth, we're in the danger of literally Nazi Germany, the rise of the Fourth Reich, with the next Fuhrer being the Abomination.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's where we're at. And if people don't grasp, this is not a theory. If you just study history, this is exactly where we are. They're trying to do the exact same. We're on the brink of a Nazification, a Sovietization of America, and harmonization with Canada, whether it's natural supplements they want to get with Bill 51 and 52, which we defeated in Canada last year, the hate crime bill, which is an abomination in Canada, comedians, broadcasters, journalists that had no intention of harming or hurting anybody or any threats, are getting threats, losing their jobs, large fines, jail terms. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but even in the United States, we are seeing, on the statewide level, we are seeing a proliferation of hate laws. For example, Governor Schwarzenegger in California signed Bill 777, which makes it illegal to criticize homosexuality in the public schools of California. Similarly, in Colorado, Governor Bill Ritter assigned his law into effect, which makes it a hate crime for businesses in the state of Colorado to criticize homosexuality in their businesses or literature. So what we're seeing is that even though the hate bill proponents say that there are safeguards in these laws, like in Philadelphia back in 2004, when the ADL, Hate Crimes Gestapo, wants to go after Christians, they just spill all over the place and forget about the restrictions of the laws that they put in place.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just going to strike Christians. This will hit every group. It'll hit environmental groups that want to deal with environmental truth. In fact, Obama has stated on public media that anyone denying global warming due to CO2 is a hate crime bill. People don't have to a violation. They have to understand they will expand this to the point where if you don't believe their dogma, even if it's not based on science, you'll be a hate crimer, and you will be in prison for making statements against the dogma of the cult that they're trying to create around this evil, evil, evil pimp in the White House.
Absolutely. And Christians should realize also they're coming after the pro-lifers. Pro-lifers may think, well, this doesn't affect us. Don't kid yourself. They're going to make the abortionist clinics and doctors into another federally protected group. And if you picket them, if you protest, even if you criticize them, up in Canada, people like Bill Watcott and the Reverend Boyce Sin and others are being fined heavily for simply criticizing Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, if you can't criticize them, I know I've done rallies in Canada, and if you criticize them right there, and believe me, I'm pretty bold. I've actually had pastors that think they're pretty radical, and when they get me there, they say, oh, you're going to be jail. I said, let them do it. Let them do it. Let them take me off in cuffs. I'm totally bold. I go in these rallies, and I've been doing it for years now, and I have an attitude of, these people are criminals. There's a thing called God's law and natural law, and they're violating both.
Yes.
And this is absolutely not acceptable. And in the country of Canada, I personally believe the number first thing that we need to do is that with this economic collapse, what needs to happen is America needs to annex Canada and give them states' rights, restore the constitutional rights of American states, get rid of hate crime bills, get rid of the foreign banksters and the Fed Reserve, and move forward with a godly country and pull back from supporting nations like Israel with weapons to cause genocide. Amazing program, Reverend Ted Pike. We'll have to have you back on soon. And Dave
Thank
Prince, the New Style Radio, you're suffering in Britain. We want to take that burden off your back. We need to fight the war here in America. We need to know that we are praying for you, that you have the right to speak in public, to sing songs of praise, to say prayers, to witness, and to speak against the abomination of abortion and euthanasia. We'll be back in just a few moments. You don't want to miss it. In Hour 3 coming up, Neighborhood 21, Steve Schenck and Blue Star Media Group, Jim Brewster. Don't miss it. Stream 1 and 3, GCNLive.com.